அசமே சிதந்தினி வைஷ்ணவ பிரதான் அஸ்வ. பட் இன் தி கோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் இஸ் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஹி கேம் டு ஃபேஸ் வித் சச் அப்போசிஷன் ஹி ஹாஸ் டெம்ப்டட் அண்ட் லாஸ்ட் ஹிம்செல்ஃப். அசமே சிதந்தினி வைஷ்ணவ பிரதான் when one is required to change his guru. Pare is some reason or other, Pariya Hatagya, Kamini Kanjan Vase, he lost. Then one of five disciples, to dissociate from him and to take new course. Of course, that is not very fortunate, but unfortunately it happens in the life of anyone. What to do? He should not be doomed. So he had to change his course. That is also provision. That is very rare. Generally, that is a disaster and misfortune of in one's life, that he is to change. It is not a happy thing. But still it happens for his previous karma. He must have to change for necessity. He cannot consciously allow himself to go to the hell. Whenever he gets his conscience dictation, this is so and so. I have taken a wrong train. I shall go to Delhi in a junction, but I have by mistake I have taken another train. It is carrying two or three stations on the opposite direction. Then I come to senses, what is the matter? Why this station? Then I have to consult and then to get down and take the right train to go to the right goal. Something like that. The wrong selection. The cooperation, hearty cooperation with the Acharya, that is necessary. If that is challenged in any way, and which side is blamed, is erroneous, all these things should be considered. Sometimes it may happen that the sister, the disciple came with some goodwill, and now he has got deviation. He may see that it may be too much for me, I can't accept him. So I must go to a more mild temperament or a less qualified guru who may support my ill dealings also to such an extent. Sometimes the separation may be affected from the fault of the disciple also. It may be. He can't stand. Then he goes back and takes a Sahajiya Guru. Just as Nadiya Ananda and Hiranyaka, misguided against the will of Swami Maharaj. They went to Lalita Prasad and got very cheap, in less price, very cheap, but gave. And they swallowed that pill. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
So then the best question is, real question is, how can I serve?
Yes, service. Service is all important. Service, that I may be, my necessity is to satisfy Krishna. I am far away. Through what connection my energy may reach to his satisfaction. And that is the main problem. Through whom my energy may be utilized in his satisfaction, for his satisfaction. That is the general necessity and the hankering and everything. That idea should regulate all our thoughts. And how I am far off, how my energy can be utilized for his satisfaction or for the satisfaction of his real own Parsada. One and the same thing. That should be the always subject of our quest. How? Whatever little knowledge I can command, that must be utilized only in this. How? And bhakti-asaṁ-jādāyāvat. And if a little progress in the right direction, that will help me more and more. That will fetch the remuneration that will be transformed into that real tendency again. The interest will be transformed into capital.
Dash karim vetan more deha premodham.
That means the interest may be converted, is converted into capital. And more interest. And that interest is again adding capital. And more interest. Dash kuri betan more deho premodham. The prem, love, tendency to serve. I shall serve, and the remuneration will be more tendency to serve. More and more tendency to serve. The whole thing will be added in the capital. The production will come automatically to add the capital. Dash kari bhatam, the dedication, the world of dedication. And exploitation, just the opposite, adding the loan. Whatever, as much as I exploit, it is being added to the loan. My debt. Capital. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Sri Maharaj?
Yes.
When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas from Keshava Bharati, was Keshava Bharati a Vaishnava or Mayavad?
ostentatiously Mayavadi, but coming in connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became Vaishnava. That was the easy explanation. Otherwise we may also think that he was a Vaishnava in the garb of Mayavadi to help the prachar, the preaching of Mahaprabhu, for the formal help to him. He was already there in that post. The Mayavadi Sannyasi, that had recognition at that time much over India, all over. And the Mahaprabhu took that job for that purpose, to facilitate his preaching activity. And this thing may be explained. Gaudhari Bhur, Gaudhari Bhur. But generally we may take it like that. The Bharati began to sing and dance with Mahaprabhu when he began after sannyas. The Sankirtan Bharati Asrajaya. He was immediately converted. And before taking the mantra, Mahaprabhu himself gave him the same mantra. Please consider whether this mantra I got in dream, whether this is applicable, if please consider it in this way. Mahaprabhu gave the mantra to him. Yes, yes, it is all right. I shall be with that. You have seen that place, Katwa? No.
No.
Gaudhari, Gaudhari. On the banks of the Ganges, like this, there you have some Kesava Bharati. Kesava Bharati. Kesava Bharati Sakasa Kesava Rakshitam. I have written in that poem. Lokha locha nasri varsha harsha kesha kattanam. Thousands of people are shedding tears, and the Mahaprabhu, he is having a shave of his beautiful hairs. Beautiful figure, beautiful curly hairs, like Sukhdev Goswami. And the barber, he is going to shave and he is shivering back. How I can shave this curl, beautiful hair from the beautiful head? He shrinks. Anyhow, the order must be carried out. He began with his tears. And thousands of people seeing the same. They are crying, some aloud. Some even became mad, could not stand the sin. One of the father of Srinivasa Acharya, Chaitanya Das, Padmanabha Bhattacharya, he was close friend of Mahaprabhu. And he went to his father-in-law's house near Katwa, from Chakundi, on the other part of the Ganges. And heard that Chaitanya Nimai Pandit has come to take sannyas. He went to see that, and seeing all this, dumb. And after that was finished, he became half mad. And went to him, nothing in his mouth, Chaitanya. Whatever anyone said, Chaitanya. He had the name, that Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. Whatever anyone says to him, Chaitanya, no word comes from his mouth. Isn't that? Then his name was Chaitanya Das. The former name, Padmanabha, that vanished, and everyone used to call him by the name of Chaitanya Das. Half mad, the scenario could not stand.
The Bharati, he, the sannyasi, with his heart, he also did not venture to give him sannyas. Such a beautiful young man of infinite promise and of the world. He will take sannyas. And how? We cannot tolerate his life of renunciation. How his wife and the mother and the other near devotees, they can tolerate? So many will die. If I give sannyas to him, many of his kinsmen will die. Can't tolerate. So such the wedding. Lokha lochanasu varsha. Harsha, but Mahaprabhu is very cheerful. He himself is very cheerful. I am going to relieve so many souls from their eternal misery and affliction. I am going to accept that task. That task that for which I have promised to deliver the whole world from this this ocean of misery and to take them and the nectar involved. He is very happy. He is cheerful. Lokha loka chanasu varsha harsha kesa kartanam. Then, lokha loka chanasu varsha harsha kesa kartanam. Akiranandadharanam. Krishna Kirtan ki akasha, and within the high tension of Krishna Kirtan, then he took the dandam. Ahutasa sarva desha, and the whole world around was diving in the ocean of despair and the sorrow. How dasa sarpadesa. Krishna Chaitanyakha Krishna Prema Jeevanistaranga.
Machine.
সুমন সকার কাছে নাও নাও টাকা দেওয়া আছে লক্ষ লোচনা সুভাষ হর্ষ কেশ কর্তনম হরি কৃষ্ণ And Mahaprabhu, he himself was also mad. I must run to Vrindavan. His attitude was like that. I have given up all my connection with the apparent attraction. And exclusively I must run to Vrindavan to engage myself exclusively in the service of Krishna. Itang samasthaya paratmanishtha upasitang purvatamayat mahadvi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishivayiva. In Bhagavatam, there is a story of Tridandi Bhikshu in Avanti. There is this shloka. This slope Mahaprabhu sang and ran after Vrindavan. Sri Vesh Prabhu Kaya Sarvei Bhikkhu Kavacham Mukunda Sevana Vata Kaya Samet Dharam Parapu Mishtamatta Lisa Dharam Mukunda Sevaya Hai Samsara. This dress, this garment of sannyasi is meant only for external adjustment. But the real thing is to serve Mukunda. Now I have cut up all connections, cut up all my connection with all conception of duties, and the only duty one, duty,
That is the third beast of Nupunda. And I must run to Vrindavan and engage myself in the sent person service of Mukunda Deha. No other consideration of any other duties to be attended by me. And this way, madly, we began to run. But no direction. Sometimes this side, sometimes that side. But running, always running. And Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Jagadananda, and Chandrasa. These four others trying to follow him, but they can't. Sometimes, then the darkness came, and night came. So, when they are at their best, they are trying to follow him. Sometimes Mahaprabhu is lost in darkness. They are all disappointed. Then they find, they come to here, there's some piteous stone of wailing, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And with that direction, they are going that side. And they say, Mahaprabhu fell on the cross in the ground and chanting like that, Krishna, Krishna. Then they began to. এটা কত? এটা এক টাকা। হ্যাঁ, এর কাছে দিয়েছি টাকা, ভাঙাতে এখন আসেনি। হ্যাঁ, দুই এক টাকা দিকে কাছে রাখো না তোমরা আমার জন্য। In this way, night or day, running, and then I'm going Vrindavan. Then anyhow, the attraction of the devotees got the better sight, and Mahaprabhu was attracted in his trance towards this sight. I'm going to Vrindavan. But the direction is opposite towards some people. And Nityananda Prabhu and others, they are following. Then, after 12 years, consciousness, worldly consciousness, as it to be said, coming back. And Nityananda Prabhu appeared in his front. Mahaprabhu asking, where do you go? You see Pat Sanyasi Nityananda Prabhu is also in red cloth. He can't recognize Nityananda Prabhu. So familiar. But he is looking only a sannyasi is going in front of him. You see Pat, where do you go? I shall go to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu said, I shall go to Vrindavan with you. How far Vrindavan is from here? You know, see, there is Yamuna. Nityananda is showing the Ganges near Kalna. He's showing the Ganges. I say, here you see Yamuna. We have come to Yamuna. Then Mahaprabhu took his bath in Yamuna. Who had got Yamuna or Pai Nidharasa? There you spoke. Siddhananda Bhanu, Sadananda Suno, Parapema Pati, Dabadam Hagati, Aghanang Labati, Jagat Kema Dhatri, Pavitri, Kriyanu, Bapur Mitra Putri. Mitra Putri, O daughter of the sun, Yamuni, purify my body. Siddhananda Bhanu, Sadananda Suno, the son of Nanda, who is the spiritual son, Parapremu Patri, you are very favorite to him, Dava Brahma Gatri, though you appeared in the form of a liquid, but your real acquaintance is there. Brahma-gati, adhanang ravatri, you can dispel the sin, clear the sin of the sinner. Adhanang ravatri, brahma-gati, ravatri, pavitri, kriyanna, bhagurmit, please purify my this mortal body with this sun, he entered Yamuna and his mouth bath. Nityananda Prabhu managed beforehand. He has sent Chandrasekhar go and inform Advaita Acharya to come with a boat and a new Vahid bath, and from there go to Shachi Devi, inform them that we have taken him to the house of Advaita Acharya. Then, after finishing his bath, when he is come again on the bank, he saw that Advaita Acharya is suddenly here. He could, the ordinary knowledge is gradually becoming clear. Then, you are Advaita Acharya, I see, I can recognize you. How could you come to Vrindavan? How do you know that I am in Vrindavan? You are Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya. Yes, I am Advaita Acharya. And it is for my fortune that you have come here near the Ganges. Oh, it is Ganges. Prabhu kahe Nityananda amare banchila, Ganga ke ami amore Jamuna kahila. Then Mahaprabhu came perfectly in this world, his contrast. Oh, then the whole, it is a conspiracy of Nityananda. He has taken me here in the Gandhi Ganges and he is here with Jamuna. A hoax. I am prey to his hoax. Then Acharya kahe, Nityanahe Sripada Vajan, Jamuna is Nantumi Koile Kaikhala, Advaita Acharya, came with Arjuna. No, Nityananda Prabhu has not spoken any falsehood. You have really took bath in Jamuna. Jamuna and Ganga, they are the confluence in Allahabad, and it is mentioned in the Shastra, in the western side the Jamuna, and the eastern side is Ganges. Now you have taken your bath in the western side, so you have taken your bath in Jamuna according to that. So he has not told any lie. Anyhow, I have come with this new Vahid bath for you. The wet Vahid bath you did and take this new bath. And anyhow, I have managed to cook something. You are, for 3 days you are fasting, and today, as a sannyasi, you have some bhiksha in my house, the poor man. You must come here with all that money. Then what to do? They took him by the boat to Shantipur house. And then next morning, Shati Devi came, and about 10 or 12 days, Mahaprabhu passed there in Ketan. The Achyutananda, the youngest son of Advaita Acharya, as a great devotee, he told 17. Raghunath also came there to meet him. But, and then after 10 or 12 days, he started for Ketan. Shachi Devi told, Mahaprabhu asked Shachi Devi, this body is fully yours. Whatever you will do, order, I shall carry out that. I leave it to you, my mother. Shachi Devi told, if you remain here, of course it will be my pleasure, but people will blame you. I will not be able to tolerate that. So, you please live in Nilachal and Puri, not so far as in Vrindavan. There are so many people always coming and going close to our place. Sometimes the devotees will go and come, and I shall get your news. that you are all well, and I shall be satisfied thereby. I don't ask you to remain at home. Then the one will blame you. I won't be able to tolerate that. So Mahaprabhu started from Nilachal and stayed there. 2 years he had a tour in the southern India, meeting so many devotees, so many scholars and devotees, and especially Rai Ramananda and the Sarvabhauma, all these things are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ramananda Sangbhav, that is a unique thing for the devotees. By gradual process from Varnasram to the highest acme of our realization has been very beautifully and very cleverly, very reasonably has been described there to capture one's heart. The whole adjustment of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is to be found there. If one minutely goes through that conversation, the conversation covers the whole distance. The whole development of the Gaudiya Vaishnava is in there. It is so great and so beautiful, and so charming, and so fulfilling. All our aspirations, it is there. Ramananda, Godavari, and Mahaprabhu also came with his full-fledged Swarupa, Radha Krishna Merito. And never he expressed himself in that light. That he, Radha and Krishna both combined, he has come here. Only it is disclosed in on the banks of Godavari. There, Ramananda. And Ramananda is told to read Visakhasuki. Visakhasuki. So much so that some say that Mahaprabhu took, he showed to take initiation from Isharapuri. He showed to take sannyas from Kesava Bharati. And she showed to take Raghamarga initiation from Ramananda. Sakhi. Sakhi Lila Vistariya, Sakhi Astradaya. Only the Sakhi can, they are entitled to give entrance into that Madhura Rasa Lila of Radha Krishna. None else. Only the sea friends of Radha Rani, they are also eligible. Only to give admission to others, to allow their admission or entrance into their group. It is their master. And Ramananda was a sati. Mahaprabhu, he is there, but it is his show, the direction, the mystic direction, that we must submit. To a Sakhi, and the Sakhi can discuss. Kalidas, he has discussed the past sins of father and mother. That is, according to the ornamental thing, it is very awkward thing. One should not describe the secret past sins of father and mother. That is awkward, ludicrous. So only Sakhi, the she friends of the she friend, they can only deal perfectly. They are entitled to deal in perfect way, complete way, the dealings of the Nayaka, Nayika, of the hero and the heroine, of the transcendental realm. So Mahaprabhu heard it. Making inquiry, and Ramananda is answering, replying. So it shows that Ramananda, he is hearing from Ramananda. To Kesava Bharati, he also put the mantra and took from him, and here also he is putting, inspiring Ramananda. And the answer coming from the mouth of Ramananda, what is the leader of Radha Govinda, all these things. Now,
আমি বহু ধরে বলব রাধাভাব মহাভাব রসরাজ মহাভাব দুইয়ে করু দেখি রামানন্দ হইল আনন্দের মূর্তিতে রামানন্দ কুড নট স্ট্যান্ড হিজ ফেল ডাউন অ্যান্ড আনকনসাস রামানন্দ ফেল ডাউন আনকনসাস আফটার হ্যাভিং এ দর্শন that Radha Govinda had made it to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu, by touching his body, again took him into proper consciousness. And Ramananda saw that the same sannyasi is sitting behind, is in front, in his front. Then Mahaprabhu said, today is late, I shall go now. Yes, I shall go. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Namo Tode, Yari Pini. First retired?
Half nine, said in
there.
Half
past nine. Gaur Hari Bol. Rizai Gaur Hari Bol, Rizai Gaur Hari Bol, Rizai Gaur Hari Bol.
Sometimes my mind is giving me very much problems. And I become very lazy. Sometimes I don't like to get up in the morning. I like to sleep very long. And I don't like to chant my rounds. And this time I have no attraction, not so much attraction for any devotional activity. So what can I do not to fall in this condition?
The only medicine is the association, to associate with those whom you can regard, you have got regard, to keep you in their association, so they can help you from your slothfulness. Association is the most powerful thing to convert from one thing to another. Association, sangha. A bad sangha, a bad association, takes one towards bad direction, and a good association towards good direction. No medicine for penyar. This is the medicine. And next, the good scripture, Shastra, Sadhu and Shastra. Sadhu is more living, and Shastra is passive, Sadhu is active. So active help is necessary. And anyhow, to put one's own self in the charge of a sadhu for whom he has got sufficient regard. He won't be able to avoid his request, his order. So, to live with such a sadhu, gentleman, that he will take care of me and he will try to guard me towards my destination. well-wisher who wish my well and take care of me and will come to help me out of his own accord through affection for him. So, to to make arrangements of such compass. My senses, that is the the environment is drawing towards it, or exploitation, or not for tamogun, for sleep and for indolence. This is tamogun. And rajogun, exploiting tendency. These are enemies. And if possible, to engage in some responsible service. Responsibility automatically engages us in activity. So some responsible duty under the direction of whom we can respect, revere, that is necessary. To take me up again, to rise up with energy and engage in the service of the unknown good, which is part of, and the presence of which we can feel in the sadhu, in their activity, their endeavor, their talk, discourse, everything. We can trace the divinity, divine presence, only in the conduct of the sadhu. Otherwise, that is far off from me. And I may tend to go away, because that seems to me unknown and unknowable. But the living and the earnest activity and the hope, enterprise, all these things may encourage me to be reinstated in my former expectation and prospect. That is becoming vague, the prospect, the idea of prospect. Spiritual prospect is becoming big, fading away. So the the despair and the depression are to associate with sadhu, whom you can regard, and to get some responsible duty from him. That can help. Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Shri Maharaj, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam. It starts, Atra sarga visargas cha stanam poshanam utayaha manvantaras sanukata nirodho muktir ashrayaha. Could you explain?
In this scripture, as so many things have been related, there is a list, the Srishti Prakaram, how